Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Here's Saul Tolamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
So, you know, when we talk about getting used to be a closer, obviously now you've gotten used to be a closer. You're on a pretty good streak here. What is the thing that you look back at the younger self when you were started that first, when you first were integrated into that role that you didn't know that you know now?
It's all the same.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's the last out, so the bats are a little bit different, but still got to get three outs, still got to throw strikes and attack the zone.
That's it? So that's it. I mean, every time when you come in, like the guy that you are now, it's, I mean, obviously you're more confident. The more you do anything, the more confident you are, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, pressure is just added by your, like, you add your own pressures, right? And it doesn't matter if you're closing the game, you're coming in the sixth inning, it's all relative, right? Like, so my thought process, if I can go down there, throw one pitch at a time, attack the zone, you're going to put yourself in a good position.
You've been with a few different teams now. Is that another thing that you've become used to? Like, you get dropped in this team now. It's new, I don't know if this new philosophy, but new people and new everything. Is that something that you've also become accustomed to? Did it take you a little bit?
Well, I think I'm more open to just, like, knowledge from other people on the other sides, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think everybody has a different way to look at baseball, whether it's analytical or, you know, guys that have done it and they use it by experience. Like, it's something you can always get from somebody, and I've kind of just, like, tried to get as much knowledge as I can to, like, maybe something someone says, like, it sticks to me, resonates, and I'm like, oh, okay, and then I just take that. I think the more information you can get, just the different people you interact with, there's a lot of information out there,
and
especially baseball. Baseball's a lot of cues, a lot of just, like, little things that just help you remind how to do the little things right. And I think when you find something, you know, from whoever, maybe a player, coach, whatever, that could help you. I mean, it'd be better.
It's funny what you're saying this. I remember having a conversation with Justin Verlander, like, 10 feet from here about that when he came to Houston, about looking at things a different way. And, you know, I know that you probably looked at it, not to say that any way is wrong, but what was it different about here?
Obviously, it's more analytical here, right? So I would say, you know, before, you know, I didn't really understand the analytic part of it as much as I do now. You know, obviously going to San Diego, they were into the analytics, so I kind of got me in there and understand how to, you know, read the TrackMan, understand what the spin axis, all that stuff, like what that means, and be able to break it down and be able to, you know, I'm more of like a, you know, see with my eyes and kind of do that. But then when you add a tool like that, I mean, because it's all tools, right?
Right.
It's tools to, you know, you can't rely on the numbers to, you know, you can't say this number is exactly the one that's going to make this pitch nasty, because it may say it's nasty on the track, man, but if guys are seeing it out of your hand and they're smacking it, like, what are you going to say, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like, it's having that happy medium of, like, being able to use the tool, the information that gives you, to then also add the, you know, the normal pitching.
Can I ask you, like, so what was the thing that they do? You know, I've had this conversation with a Tampa guy. Every place is different. But what was the thing they did here that made you maybe understand it better? I mean, maybe that's the right, wrong way to put it, but
well,
see,
I mean,
it differently.
I not really see it differently, but I, like I said, I mean, I was with Milwaukee. They were starting to use it, but they didn't really, like, implement it with me as much.
Yeah.
So I didn't really understand it. Got to San Diego, started using the information a little bit more. So then I started to understand, like, what makes pitches do certain things, right? And then came here and just, like, continued to, like, you know, add on to, like, you know, for instance, my slider at the beginning of the year was spinning a lot, so, you know, they had information that, you know, the way my finger was releasing off the ball, it wasn't getting to the front of it by, you know, the numbers that they had. So, like, just kind of, like I said, it's a tool that...
Is that the slow motion camera more than anything? Or?
I'm not really sure what it
was.
But
they just told you,
Yeah, so, I mean, they showed me, like, kind of, like, the numbers and where my finger and stuff like that. So, obviously, like... I knew that something wasn't right, but it just, like I said, the tool was there to, you know, identify there was a problem, and I just went to the drawing board and started, you know, trying to manipulate different things on my grips and
just
put the work in, you know.
Oh, you got to see another part of it, right?
Yeah.
It's like you can tell you, but then you got to, like, okay, you got to grind through it, right?
Yeah, you got to do it, and that's why I say, that's why I use it as a tool, because it's like, numbers are numbers, they can be whatever, but if you don't know how to utilize or even, you know, get to a solution, then it's just numbers, or it's just just smoke pretty much until you're able to, like, be able to figure it out.
To do it. Well, congratulations, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good to see you, man.
Thank you, yeah. I,